One of the most disturbing of puzzles that has confounded experts for well over a century occurred in the unlikely paradise of Barbados. In the graveyard of Christ Church sat a vault which had housed the earthly remains of the Chase family since the beginning of the 19th century. The bizarre events within this vault began in 1812, when the body of Thomas Chase was about to be placed inside. Inexplicably, two coffins of previous occupants were found to have moved across the vault. 4 years later, a similar occurrence was discovered, and less than 2 months later, they were found to be disturbed yet again, even though each time they had been returned to their correct positions and the vault sealed by masons. The entrance was secured by a huge slab which would have needed at least 6 men to have moved it. Over 2.5 years later, in 1819, Thomas Clark was to be buried there, but again the coffins were in disarray. No mean feat, as the heaviest coffin, made of lead, would take 8 men to move it. Strangely, the lighter wooden coffin of Mrs. Thomasina Goddard had remained unmoved. The governor of Barbados, Lord Combermere, was disturbed by the fuss now being caused by these events and all the talk of ghosts, and decided to investigate the vault. When it was opened, he could clearly see that the coffins had been disturbed by comparing their positions with a diagram showing the positions that they had been previously left in. It would clearly have taken many hands to cause such disruption, and theories that they could have been disturbed by earth tremors were ruled out due to the lack of any movement of the much lighter contents in there. Lord Combermere had the floor, roof and walls examined with a fine-tooth comb to confirm that there were no hidden entrances, then had the coffins replaced, covering the floor with a fine sand which would expose any unwelcome footprints should anyone enter after the vault was closed. Then, when it was resealed, he made his personal imprints in the cement, so it could not be replaced without clearly showing signs of tampering. Rather like a child unable to wait for Christmas before opening his presents, Lord Combermere found that he couldn't wait for another burial before seeing if his efforts had solved the long-standing mystery. The following year he returned to the vault and carefully inspected the cement around the gateway, declaring it to be the correct seal with his personal markings. All in attendance gasped as the slab was, with unusual effort, moved to reveal a coffin standing on its head with the end resting against the door. Other coffins had clearly been thrown around the vault, and yet the fine sand on the floor had remained completely undisturbed. This was too much to bear for all concerned, and the coffins were removed and buried separately, the tomb never to be used again, as, after all, what use is a resting place for the dead, where the dead will not rest?